say, wait a minute, you know what time it is? Riley, do you know what time it is?
No, man, what time is it?
It's peanut butter jelly time! Peanut butter jelly time!
Oh!
This is crazy. I can hear the reactionaries out there going, what is this?
What are we reading? Where's the news? Why don't they talk about the issues already? I don't care.
It's been about 2 months since our associate producer, Brendan P.W. McDonald, was freed from a lifelong allergy to peanuts. We've been checking in with him week to week to see how well he's been integrated into the world of peanuts. He may not always like what he finds, but he's never lacking another entry in the Peanut Diaries.
Hey, guys.
What do we got?
Well, first, you know, there's listeners out there, Mark, that I'm sure want to hear this because they sent in recipes. Look at all these. You see these? These are listener recipes for peanut dishes, and I actually did a little experimentation.
Yeah.
So Virginia will be pleased to know that she told me that I haven't lived until I had unsweetened deli peanut butter on whole wheat bread.
Huh.
And so I've lived now because I actually went out and had it. And she told me to put a little honey on it.
Uh-huh.
So I did that. And it was good. I think promising eternal salvation is a little much, but it was good.
It was good.
Yeah. I do like it when you shovel out refined sugar in, like, the Skippy and stuff, though. Like, that's what I think makes the peanut butter good.
Yeah, I've had the uncut peanut butter before. It tastes, it's a little, like, you're kind of waiting for a little ping.
The honey helped.
Oh, so, yeah, but that's a very healthy way to go about it.
Sure.
She sounds like, and I don't want to judge or project, but that's sort of the vegetarian's approach to how to enjoy peanuts.
I guess, or just somebody who, like, had a chemistry set when they were a kid and were like, I'm going to put some honey in. I also got a great recipe that I haven't tried, but I'm dying to. I just have the time to do it for Thai peanut sauce, because last time I told you how much I love it.
Oh, you got a recipe for that?
Yeah.
I need a copy of that.
And also, a person on the blog posted...
I'm getting fat just listening to this.
Well, how about this? Peanut butter and jelly.
Larson's getting fat in the booth. And he's at Weight Watchers. You can't even listen to this stuff.
He's not.
I got to go in that booth afterwards. There's going to be less room for me.
Wouldn't it be sad if a guy, if you just heard about desserts, that you actually got fatter? There's some guy that had some weird syndrome. And, like, if Larson, every time he mentioned peanuts, just got so big that he was pressing up against the glass of the booth. I'm sorry. I digress.
That's fine. And it's thanks to listeners who are keeping us with the steady weight gain. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And I also appreciate all the peanut gifts I got over the holidays.
Oh.
As you know, it was my birthday also over the weekend.
Happy birthday, guys.
And people, here, guys, pass them around. There's some honey roasted peanuts and some Nutter Butters.
Give me them honey roasts.
All right.
And so, that was part of, like, the birthday smorgasbord. I got a whole bunch of peanut-related treats. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention that after I had mentioned the Peanut Diaries, my future father-in-law, he went out to the store and he bought me a whole jar of good dry roasted peanuts and the famed Ben and Jerry's peanut butter cup.
Dude, that is it, right?
Well, and then
was that crazy or what?
My fiance called him out on it. She's like, Dad, you just got this for him so you could get on the radio, right? And he copped to it. He said, yeah, that was why. But you're right. They were good because that was kind of why I wanted to talk to you guys today, because I didn't know how to deal with the fact that I didn't like the Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yes.
And that was like the first...
You were having a hard time sleeping and I said, why?
Why don't I like them?
People were popular.
People were ridiculing me. They were like, you haven't had peanuts your whole life and you don't like the Reese's cups? What's wrong with you? So, the first time I had them, too, it was very ritualistic. I went out and bought them. They were the first candy that I had.
Did you sort of look at the package?
I didn't just look at it. I set it as, like, a place on the table. I didn't do it in front of the television. I kind of turned off all multimedia because I didn't want any external. And this was a big moment.
Like no-sound headphones.
Right. Candy peanut virginity was being broken here. This was after years of abstinence-only treatment with peanuts.
We know doesn't work.
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, it doesn't. And I was ready to break it, and it was just... not satisfying. I had a glass of milk with me, too, to wash everything down, and I just...
Didn't give it to you.
Well, it was just kind of that peanut cream, butter, and it was a little dusty. But I have to say, redemption was found in that Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
That stuff.
You have to go in small doses. It's very... Like, you can't just scoop the entire scoop out with... like a full amount of the peanut butter cups.
How great is it when you find like an almost whole peanut butter cup in that?
There's a lot of them, too. I couldn't believe that. They actually keep like whole chunks of peanut butter cup in there.
Oh, man, peanut butter cup ice cream has got me through some tough times.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, really. It stopped me from crying and killing myself many a time.
Well, now that they've enlarged the pint a little bit.
Did you find one? I can't find it in my neighborhood.
Yeah, I think it's a suburbs thing because I was out in New Jersey and there was a whole lot of
them. We talked to Ben Cohen about that. He said that my suggesting that had nothing to do with it. It's probably better, that they don't have it in my neighborhood. There's nothing worse than being able to justify eating a half gallon of ice cream just because it's the same size container, just a little bigger. Just a little bigger for tomorrow.
How much bigger is it?
It's not a full, like, half a pint large. It's just maybe, like, 10% more.
Oh, so, you know what's going to happen, I fear, Brendan,
what?
Is that you're actually going to hit a wall, and you're not going to have the allergy. Exactly. You're going to be one of those people who's like, don't even talk about peanuts.
Yeah.
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 Well, although I do think that this has shown me a way to be tolerant of everything, even the people who say, you need to like the peanut butter cups.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, but I respect you liking them.
You know?
I don't have to like them.
Oh, man, I've got to learn that lesson with our listeners.
you can think about it for another 2 weeks because, as you know, I won't be here next week. You have to skip a week of the Peanut Diaries. I'm going to be on vacation.
Oh, I thought you were going to be in, like, deep research.
No.
Like, I'm just going to go into a bunker with a lot of peanut products.
I will do some research while I'm away.
Where are you going?
Where are you going, Atlanta? Georgia. Georgia, that's where all the peanuts in the world come from.
Peanuts. Actually, I think if I tell you guys this, I need some liberal confessional music here. This is a confession, guys.
Okay.
I have, you know, this 1 week long vacation a year, and I'm going to Florida, which is not necessarily the worst thing.
Uh-huh.
Not nearly as cultured as Kalo's trip to Paris.
Right.
But I'm going there because my family and I are going to Disney World.
Oh!
Wow.
Yeah.
Really? What should be his penance for this grievous sin?
I can't help it. I love that damn place. I love everything about it. Everything, the way they design the snow peas in your salad, it's the greatest place I've ever seen.
Snow peas in
every salad? To the T, everything is prefabricated.
I think his penance is going to have to be to ride the cyclone in Coney Island 8 times when I come back.
Just get beaten by it.
Well, I will have to say, though,
I was a little relieved to go to that website, ChooseTheBlue.com, and see that Disney donates a majority of their money to Democrats.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
Well, by the way, let's tell our listeners to go there. ChooseTheBlue.com. It's this great website where you can see what major corporations are donating, whether
to
Democrats or Republicans. It's so addictive. You'll just sit on it for hours figuring out.
Sadly, the only fast food Democrats can eat is Arby's.
Yeah.
So,
Sonic Drive-In.
Where do you go to? Where are they anymore?
I'm sure our listeners will tell us because there is a lot in the Midwest.
Sonic Drive-In and Arby's are the ones that give a lot of money to Democrats.
Arby's is
a great website.
ChooseTheBlue.com. We'll put that up on the site.
Yeah, and just there's also one other one that I'll dig up because it's an effective way to boycott, certainly during the Christmas season and just in life. But it's incredible just how many food companies and car companies. Well, there's only one real car company, which is GM.
Right.
And all the food companies, all of them almost, fast food companies, all give to Republicans.
Well, you really understand why it's a red country, because the money is controlling all of it. You know?
Right.
It's
not the people.
Right. It's depressing. But go to that website, and you'll find yourself mired in the conspiracy of it all.
Yeah, the real conspiracy. Yeah. So thank you, Brendan. Thank you for this edition
of
Peanut Butter.
Well, you guys, as always...
We'll be back with some news after this. It's 45 past the hour on Air America Radio.